This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, welcome to this version of America Tonight. How we doing, America? As we zig and zag in a couple of different directions, there will be some lighthearted moments. Just a preview in this show. I have to tell you that today I had an excellent brush with what I'll call the Daily Salute, and that's coming up a little bit later here on America Tonight. I'll give you a hint. Imagine if you were a college-aged female athlete and running next to you is an 11-year-old who kicks your butt. We've seen races before in politics where the unexpected happens. If you think about what just happened the past 18 months ago, I guess, when Donald Trump jumped into the fray, and now he is the president of the United States, and he has captivated and certainly polarized a nation with whatever he has to say in the Twittersphere. Joining us now, as he does for so many of our shows here on America Tonight, Justin Duckham from Washington, D.C. Hey, Justin, it is about the tweets with this president so far. It really is, isn't it?
It really is. You know, tonight was one of the biggest examples of that. We had the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling, and reporters everywhere were either waiting for a White House statement or, more accurately now, waiting for a tweet from Trump. I guess to nobody's surprise at this point, the tweet came first, and what a tweet it was.
Yeah, so tell everybody the tweet and the reaction to it.
See you in court was the basic message to it, saying, our national security is at stake. In typical Trumpian fashion, this was delivered in all capital letters, coming not long after the ruling. And the general reaction to it was a little bit of confusion, since nobody was really sure what exactly he meant by that. Who exactly would he be seeing in court? Was he referring to the Supreme Court? What exactly are they going to do next? The thing is, we don't necessarily know. The Department of Justice also issued a pretty curt response to this, pretty much just saying that they are reviewing it and weighing their next steps, but not giving much more insight beyond that. So right now it's, I guess, anybody's game for what exactly is going to be the next step that they're going to take on this one.
Yeah, isn't the thought, though, that it could go to the Supreme Court? Isn't it kind of ripe for that kind of challenge?
It certainly is, since, in particular, this is going to pretty much spell out how exactly the Trump administration is going to unfold in terms of dealing with the, judicial system and the Constitution, the legality of what they're trying to do. So it looks like, the options they have right now, they could request an emergency action from the Supreme Court. This would be going through Anthony Kennedy, whose jurisdiction, covers this one. But he would probably want to bring in the rest of the justices in order to move forward on this. So it looks like it could be a pretty big process and, something that could very well take a year, if not longer, considering there's a pretty full docket. But as it stands right now, it looks like it probably very well head to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and speaking of Supreme Court and the way the justices shake out, what's going on? What's the latest there?
I guess kind of going back to the Twitter theme of the evening, Donald Trump really kicked us off this morning when he essentially accused Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut of misrepresenting his meeting with the Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. He said essentially that, we got this yesterday from Blumenthal, that Gorsuch said that he was disheartened by the statements that Trump has made against the judiciary branch or the judicial system in general. And we had a couple of senators coming out today and saying that he had, in their conversations with the Supreme Court justice, essentially made clear that he was referring to what Trump has said, these references to so-called judges, calling the behavior of some judges a disgrace and whatnot. But Trump maintained that he was not, or that Gorsuch was not, referring specifically to the tweets or to Trump's statements and was just speaking generally. That was something that the press secretary tried to defend today in a pretty fiery exchange. Even though the evidence as it stands right now with the, you know, with the statements that we're getting from various senators just doesn't necessarily seem to fall in line with what the president, with what the president is saying on this one.
Yeah, I guarantee you're going to have an opinion on this. How about this story about Americans are renouncing their citizenship at a record high rate? For real.
Ooh, I actually have not seen that report. But, that's, you know, that's disappointing. Obviously, you know, this is certainly a rough patch for quite a few people. But, you know, this is sort of, you know, America is still a pretty great country. And I don't think it's really an accurate response.
I like
our country. I think it's pretty fun. We have, you know, baseball. We have fast food. We have, you know, democracy and all that great, wonderful stuff. So I'm not going to be down dancing mine anytime soon.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, are you kidding? Hey, we have the freedom to choose what we want to do. All you have to do is go to a communist country where they have state, and you're in the news business, state-run news. And I've said this before because I've been to those countries. And, you know, you sit on the couch and it's humming along in the background because everything is spoon-fed to you exactly the way they want it to be. And if we don't agree with each other's opinion, that's one thing, but at least we can have different opinions, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. And also on that topic, those who are, you know, denouncing their or renouncing their citizenship basically are in a position right now where for the first time in a long time in American politics, they're really being the ones who are being portrayed as patriotic. If you want, you know, an example of that, just look at the Super Bowl commercial, the Super Bowl commercials that we saw. This was something that, you know, was for a general broadcast, probably the most American event that you can think of. And the entire thing was being marketed towards this sort of, you know, new subsection of America that, you know, values diversity, that values, you know, more progressive ideals and whatnot. So, you know, while the entire political situation may be a mess, you know, culturally, there is, you know, some value that's being displayed and a lot of the things that don't seem to be represented in the government right now. So it's just kind of my two cents on that one.
Yeah, and so one last thing on a lighter note, you didn't get any of the light stuff. No snow in Washington, huh?
No snow in Washington. We had a little bit of a flurry earlier tonight, you know, but this morning, you know, I woke up expecting to see my entire sidewalk covered with snow and was a little disappointed to see that there wasn't anything out there. So, you know, it's kind of nice not to have to take your dog out in the snow or anything like that. But at the same time, you know, when you were told that you were, you know, going to have a day where you could pretty much have an excuse for being snowed in and just, you know, ordering pizza and drinking coffee all day, seeing that that excuse just kind of never appeared was sort of a bummer this morning.
Yeah, boy. All right. Thanks, as always, Justin. Have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you so much, Kate.
You know, it's interesting talking about the quickly here for a second, the snow thing. In New York, they got a ton of snow, but it was a weird swath of wintry weather. So some that was expected wasn't quite as bad. However, it really closed down the schools and shut down airports, which in a way was smart because of what was being predicted. And the prediction was this was going to be just weren't going to be able to travel. It was going to be awful. And there were pockets of New York, certainly, where it was awful, but not anything like they thought was going to happen, I think, in South Jersey and Philadelphia. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we dive a little bit deeper into what I call the serious headlines. Hang with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mellencamp. I don't get tired of some of his songs. Whether he calls himself John Cougar today or John Mellencamp or just call me John, whatever it is. This one was a pretty good one. So, raise your hand if you were buried in snow and designing snowmen today or simply out there trying to sled on a little bit of snow. I know a few people that fell into that category, and we just left the last segment talking about that, but I wanted to fire off a couple of emails I got. I want to go through them real quickly if I could, and then I'm going to jump into those digital headlines. So this one is from Rocket, who says, Kate, snow my butt. Are you kidding me? There wasn't even enough snow to get my coaster out. There was nobody that was going to be on any kind of a snow mobile today because they would have skidded down the street. What were these weather people thinking? There wasn't hardly any snow in the Delaware Valley. Now, to be fair, Rocket, I have family that live in that area, and they did send me snow day pictures, so there was some snow. It wasn't that there wasn't any snow, it just was that you weren't like in an igloo. Your house didn't suddenly become awash in snow. People in the Midwest that are listening, you must just laugh and think it's a bunch of sissies on the East Coast when they get little dustings and they close schools and talk about how awful it's going to be. Now, New York was brutal. New York was Snowgate. I mean, it was Thursday, heavy, heavy snow. Of course, schools were shut down. The streets were empty. It was brutal, and it was so weird because the day before, it was 62 degrees. So, New Yorkers, you can complain. I mean, I looked at the snow. It was blowing crazy, wild, wintry weather, snow, brutal. I think that they have a right to say, yeah, we got a monster snowstorm. And in fact, if you looked at the digital headlines in the New York Post, it says exactly that. New Yorkers brave monster snowstorm. And then you would see these shots of people like with a briefcase and boots. They look like Nanook from the North trying desperately to get to that place of employment, as if anyone's doing work. And then cars that had to be dislodged because they were stuck. And, you know, generally pretty brutal conditions. That was, like I said, that was in New York. And in Philadelphia, it wasn't quite as bad as what they, you know, what they got there. So I got two other quick emails. And this one was from Bart, who says, Kate, it's been a long time since I emailed the show. Love the show. But I have to tell you, as a longtime Floridian, I'm listening to you. I'm one of that crew in Sarasota. People should just move to Florida. Deal with the occasionally warm, uncomfortable weather, my friends, and you will be much more satisfied than having to deal with shoveling yourself out of the front door. Well, I agree with that. There's no fun shoveling out of the front door. I've done it in Nebraska. And one last one. This one is from Phil, and he says, yay, a day off, although it feels like every day is a day off, as I am an entrepreneur and work from home anyway. But I could tell people were happy because nobody was working. They were binge watching probably Netflix, maybe a show that I heard you talk about the other day, Black Sails. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Black Sails. Black Sails is about pirates, and I like history, so there's all this history about Charleston, which is Charlestown back in the pirate days. Blackbeard is thrown in there, the English and their obsessive grasp on that island, and the people on the island trying to do away with English rule. So anyway, so yes, I probably would be one of those. If I was binge watching today, and I haven't been able to do that, but if I was, I suppose I would watch my pirate show, because I'm not as far along, I think, as some other people. You know, it actually debuted for free on YouTube and some other streaming platforms, I guess. And then it became popular enough that it was picked up and went on the Starz network. And it's roughly about two decades before the events of Treasure Island and during what they call the golden age of piracy. So I'm not going to go too deep into that, but you get it. All right, let's go to the digital headlines. It's not about pirates of those sorts. It's about pirates of a different sort, I suppose. If you were to pick up what I call the pop culture newspaper that you see in the airport, I mean, it has all the pretty colors, so it's not just black and white. It would have headlines that would read, Trump's travel ban, four options for what happens next. And of course, one of the options is up the flagpole to the Supreme Court, which is most likely what happens. And that would be a headline, I think, digitally. When you flipped open your USA Today, it would scream out at you because, of course, that was the very, very big story. And then another headline, which screamed out at me, it's when you start to talk about, oh, how long do you think you'll live? It's like when you run the tables of how much do I need to survive? Imagine if you were 114 years old. I just got to give a shout out to 114 years old. Oldest American died in New Jersey. Adele Dunlap. lifelong Jersey resident, oldest person in America, 114. Died 2 months after making her birthday and died in Pittstown, where she had lived since the age of 99. You know what? Here's the deal. They said she had friends, she had activities. She said the only problem was most of her, with her friends, is they all started to die. But people came to visit her at the center. They brought her books and newspapers. I mean, you know, someone who lives 114, so she's born in 1902. That means she, my friends, 1902, saw a lot of history. And I'll tell you, the pictures they had of her, she puts the rest of us to shame. I mean, really, she looked really, I have to say, she looked really pretty good for 114. I think what is cool is that people would go to visit her to get kind of like a sense of history. I mean, somebody that was living through those years lived through a lot that they could talk about. So that jumped out at me as far as the digital headlines were concerned. And then one other one, a man sues Uber for $45 million for allegedly causing his divorce. It's a French businessman. He is suing Uber because his wife figured out that he was cheating and divorced him. Think he'll win that lawsuit? I blame the transportation because I was taking Uber all over the place. She saw the bills and realized, oh, that possibly can't be running to lunch and running to meetings. That has to be something more than meets the eye. So there must be some sort of an affair going on here. It's got to be. I just don't think the 45 mil is gonna hold up in court. I think he's gonna walk away with nil, and I feel pretty confident in that opinion. I mean, it has to go through the system, and you never know what's gonna happen. But I'll tell you what, it would be shocking if any money, I'm saying any money, changed hands. I don't think so. Coming up on America Tonight, we bounce back to Washington and the week that was for Donald Trump. It ends on a lower note because the travel ban that he had put in place is tossed out by a judge. Doesn't mean it's tossed out forever. Otherwise, pretty successful when it comes to confirmations. We'll go there next on ATN.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
White House, just a handful of weeks into this administration, moving like the speed of lightning. I mean, crazy fast, right? So, travel ban, boom, judge sticks it to the president. Now it's a question of where does it go next and how long is that wait? There's also the heat that the White House took and the president himself tweeting out about his daughter and Nordstrom's because they dropped her line. Then Nordstrom's having to answer for their motives. What were the motives for dumping it? And they said they made the decision based on performance. They said over the past year, and especially the last half of 2016, the brand just declined to where it didn't make any good business sense to continue with the line. Said it has nothing to do with politics. It was just business. That's it. It was just a business thing because it wasn't selling. But still, there was some heat over that, so that gets whammed and gets lots and lots of attention. And then the stocks, what has happened in the world of stocks? Stocks hitting record highs after Trump said a tax plan was coming soon, so that was positive news, and mostly the markets have been pretty positive since Trump has been president. The Dow Jones Industrial Average capped the session off with season highs, still at a record level. The Blue Chip Index ended up 117 points. The broader S&P gained 13 points. So the news has really been pretty up since Trump has been president. The bounces in the market have mostly been high, and that's because of the signal to business that there's a new idea that's hanging around, and it's about promoting small business, and it's about getting rid of some of the ridiculous red tape. So that has been very successful. What about the rest of it? What did the rest of the weekend, or the week, because we're heading into the weekend, and in the weekend for many of you listening to the show, what did that look like overall? And I would say with the confirmations, you have the Attorney General, you have the Education Secretary. Both of them were taking a lot of flack. Betty DeVos needed to be bailed out by the Vice President Mike Pence, if that tells you anything. So that was certainly cantankerous, but it worked. And it's not shocking to me that it worked, because the numbers, like I said, before you get into anything, the numbers were there. When you have the number of votes you need, then no matter what people think, some senators think, it's going to go through. It's just plain and simple. That's what it is. So this week for Trump, an ounce of the big tax cut coming was positive. Bounce on Wall Street, not so good. The plan being frozen out. So if you had a big tote board, imagine we're staring at it with pros and cons, and the gots and the gotchas. But very few over the week. Not too many. I think the biggest thing is the judges not upholding it, but that's challenged, and then see where it ends up is the best way to say that. But overall, with the confirmations and announcement that the tax credit was coming soon, the tax cut rather, that was big news and record moments on Wall Street because of that, I think. For sure. In the meantime, if we move from Trump to the people around the president, so all the president's men and women, what kind of week did they have? Kellyanne Conway is sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. They're spoofing her a lot on Saturday Night Live, and I have to say it's actually kind of funny, and I bet she takes it with in good spirits, because I don't see her as one as harboring ill intent toward the media or others that might be saying things that don't make her job easy. There was this one moment where the White House counseled Kellyanne Conway after she promoted Ivanka Trump's fashion line during a national TV appearance from the White House. But the Oversight Committee Chair Jason Chaffetz said that it's not enough, calling what Kellyanne Conway did wrong, wrong, wrong. Clearly, the line is unacceptable. But he said he'll write a formal letter to the White House lodging his irritation. He said the White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer's remarks on Thursday that Conway had been counseled is just not going far enough. and the White House to make sure that nobody thought anything was happening, said that Trump absolutely continues to support Kellyanne Conway. In response to questions from the Associated Press, the White House said that Trump didn't see Conway's interview on Fox News, but a spokeswoman said Trump understands she was merely sticking up for a wonderful woman that she's got great respect for and felt was treated unfairly. So that's how that all turned out in the end. And of course, it's been a rough week for Conway, unlike Trump, because I think he had more wins than losses. Her reference to a non-existent Bowling Green massacre in her appearance on MSNBC made her a punchline for comics and internet pranksters. She explained it was a slip of the tongue, and she was referring to the 2011 arrest of two Iraqi nationals in Kentucky and a failed plot to send weapons overseas to Al-Qaeda, but it was subsequently found that she had made that misstatement before. So then it looks even worse because, oh no, I didn't mean that. It was just that I just misspoke, which is easy to do. But then upon further review, digging deeper, she had that tick at least once before. So a rough week, I think anyway, in my eyes, for Conway. Having to explain, answer the question, and then having people dig deeper and finding something similar to what happened does not bode well for Conway at all. Sean Spicer comes into the week as the press secretary with suits that seem like they fit him better. So it's one of the things you won't see on Saturday Night Live. Melissa McCarthy in the oversized suit, because it was a complete reference to how he handles himself with the media and what he wears and the intensity and all of that. So just keep watching that transition. And listen, it's got to be hard. We'll have one of my friends on, Kevin Sullivan, who was on the show before, but did the Bush White House, where he was a communications person, and said he loved his job, but every day it was chaotic and crazy, and who knew what was going to happen. And often when they were taking a breath and said to themselves, I'm going to escape town for a long weekend, then something else would blow up or happen or hinder that idea of taking the breath, because now the time had evaporated, right? I mean, just completely evaporated. I always say it's about the numbers, because we try to, I think, sometimes quantify what we're doing by the numbers, looking at numbers in all different directions to come up with the answer to the equation. I suppose simple math we all could do, but then it gets progressively harder. But anyway, we can count. We will go back to the Northeast for a lesson on how to measure snow. Other guy says, stay home. Everything is going to freeze. You're going to be stuck. Schools are closed in New York and Philly and Boston. Government offices told non-essential workers to stay home. Wow. Stay home with our blessing. Wouldn't that be great? You're laying in bed and you get to roll over for what I call the second sleep. My favorite thing is the second sleep. But we don't always get the second sleep. So some people, I think, had a chance to do that because of weather, because of schedules. But we'll dive into those numbers, give you more specifics. Coming up.
In Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Snow was there in New York, let's be honest. And not just New York, by the way. Boston slammed with some snow. And hey, Philly had snow, but just not quite as much as what they thought they were going to get hit with. But let's talk about it for a second. 3,500 flights were canceled across that whole region. Planes that were going to Kennedy Airport had to be held on the ground for hours while the crews cleared the runways. That wouldn't be fun. De-icing went on, although I'll take de-icing over crashing any day outside of Hartford, Connecticut, their airport there, Bradley Airport. In New York, sadly, a doorman died after falling down a set of stairs and crashing through a plate glass window. He was shoveling snow. 59-year-old from Connecticut, cuts on his neck and face. Ugh, awful. In Rhode Island, they got thunder snow, whiteout conditions, rumble of thunder. I've been through that. It's crazy. Blizzard warning posted for parts of the New England coast. So Boston, Providence, Rhode Island. Yeah, bad there. Not shocking. Nashua, New Hampshire, boom, they got hit, 13 inches. Berwick, Maine, about a foot. Portsmouth, New Hampshire. 100 people turned out for a snowball fight. Wouldn't that be cool? Time for a snowball fight. So it's pretty bad. So there was snow. Philly was kind of spared, like I said. They were told to expect 8 inches in the morning. Some of the suburbs got maybe about 5. But by the afternoon, the sun came out. And there was nothing. No traces of the stuff. I would say that's the best kind of snow in some ways, right? So you get the snow coming down, but then you don't have to deal with it for very long because it dissipates pretty much by the afternoon. All right, this is so depressing to me. 400 pilot whales. You know what they are. I know you watch secretly the Nat Geo channel or you watch some other nature channel. But one of the worst whale beachings in New Zealand's history happened on Friday morning when 400 pilot whales got stuck in the sand. So you had conservation workers racing between the whales that were beached, and they were sloshing water from buckets over their bodies and doing whatever they could to try to save these poor whales. Some of the whales have been rescued. Others remain beached but alive. 3/4 had died. And mass pilot whale stranding is pretty common in New Zealand. Happens most years at this one area called the Farewell Spit, which has been described as a whale trap. The scale, though, of that beaching, I think, was pretty shocking to the people even there. It looks like boats that pulled up the whales just everywhere. And good for the people that everybody was trying to lend a hand, get in there, try to save some of those whales, because it would be impossible to save all of them. And as I mentioned, some of them certainly had died. All right, so you know I'm a fan of history. Some of you dig history, too, of course. What do they say about history is bound to repeat itself if we don't learn anything from it? Archaeologists from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem discovered a really cool thing, a new Dead Sea Scroll cave. So check this out. The first time it happened about 60 years ago, the cave located in cliffs near the northwestern shore of the Dead Sea is thought to be the 12th of its kind. What would that be like? You go and people are describing what this looks like, then you go and you dig a little deeper, and to be in the cave, that's the 12th of its kind. They found a long list of smashed jars, a leather strap for binding, cloth for wrapping the scrolls, but they didn't find an actual scroll. But the discovery of another scroll cave says there's a lot of work that they still need to do. And those texts are among the oldest period on the planet. So the curiosity factor shoots even higher when we're talking about the Dead Sea Scrolls. All right, we talked about this, and as a follow-up, Grimm has asked me about the story. I've talked to the attorney who's on it, and now we do have some more information for you. A group of former NFL cheerleaders who rooted for the 49ers and the Raiders filed a lawsuit alleging the league underpaid them. Drexel Bradshaw, who was on this show, an attorney for at least one of the cheerleaders, said the NFL purposefully kept the women's salaries real low and prevented them from negotiating better pay. He said it's a national scandal that in an organization like the NFL, run top to bottom by billionaires, the only group comprised entirely of women is paid illegally. The NFL is deeply un-American. The NFL has not commented yet. Neither team has commented publicly either. Caitlin Yates, who was also on the show, former Raider cheerleader, one of the women involved, said she made $1,200 a year, significantly less than what the team mascot raked in. She said, doesn't add up when you look at how much we're working to put into this. I always say that we're paid to be on the team. And this has been going on for a while. So what's new is just updating it. But still, no definitive answer on whether they have a chance of winning some money or it just gets pushed back or sent to a different court or whatever, however they could push it around, which certainly they can do that. And maybe that's what happens. Maybe. More pressure to not have that happen than it wouldn't probably happen. But otherwise it seems like a foregone conclusion to me. Rosie O'Donnell is saying she's available to play Steve Bannon on Saturday Night Live. There was a photo that's been being passed around where she looks a little like him, does the gray hair thing and a couple of other little touches. So Alec Baldwin playing Donald Trump, Melissa McCarthy portraying Sean Spicer, and now the report that it may be Rosie playing Bannon. And she put a picture of herself on Twitter and she looks a little like him. She said, available if called, I will serve. And I guess Trump was upset that a staffer was played by a woman, and you do a great impression of him, willing to take one for the team. So, you know, they've actually gone kind of back and forth on the whole idea, is she really going to play him anyway? But the pictures that she put on her social media really do look like him. She made herself look like him, so maybe that was in an effort to nail one of these parts, if they, in fact, do use her. And that's a big if. Very, very big if, I would say. But maybe, because she's sort of lobbying for it. Sort of lobbying. All right, and then finally, this is our last one, Hamilton and Ponzi schemes. I almost fell over. I read Fortune magazine. I read a story out of Fortune magazine, and they say scalpers were quick to capitalize. They resold tickets for Hamilton, and they got about $2,500 last year. I mean, that's like it is a Ponzi scheme. Buy up all as many tickets as you can and then sell them for double, triple, crazy amount of money. They lured investors to contribute cash to a pool they said they used to buy hot concert and show tickets in bulk, promising money back plus 10%. Among those caught in the fray, Bloomberg said Monday was a smattering of big names, including several billionaires. Wow. Perfect way to end this segment and this show. If you're buried underneath the white stuff like Sharon listening to us in Maine, we get a message from her. She says, we got 10 inches of snow where I live. Lots of drifting snow, too. Oh, drifting snow. I don't like drifting snow unless you're looking out the window at it, right? That's the best place to be. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.